I'm joined by Martin Chulov in Cairo. Martin, SCAF has said that the elections will go ahead on Monday. Is that the end of it? Will he really go ahead?
It's tough to know. I mean, there's a prevailing mood among the streets, certainly on Tahrir Square, that we're entering a very dangerous period here. After 8 months of revolutionary fervour, people are now thinking that if we do press ahead with these elections, it may lead us to even greater instability in Cairo. A lot of people are now saying that we're on the eve of these elections almost, that no systems have been put in place, that nothing has been done to prepare the groundwork for what is a very, very important event. And if these elections were seen to fail in any way, whether that be by being besieged by violence or lack of transparency or whatever, then that could play into the hands of people who say that Egypt is not ready to transition from martial law to plural democracy. So, you know, people are very, very nervous about this at the moment. The Interior Minister said today that he cannot guarantee that the streets of the city will be safeguarded on Monday. There was some talk earlier in the day about SCAF actually delaying this process for a couple of weeks. That didn't happen. They cracked on and said, we'll go ahead as planned on Monday. That now does appear to be locked in, and people are very nervous about what lies ahead.
Is there still a clamour to get them cancelled, postponed?
Sorry, say again, Matt?
Is there still a clamour to get them postponed?
Is there still a what?
Still a clamour. Are they... Are protesters calling them for them to be postponed?
They certainly were earlier today. Once the announcement was made, I think people are more or less accepting that they will now go ahead, unless there is some last-minute delay for whatever reason. People aren't pushing for that at this point. They're just sort of bracing themselves for Monday. And there are widespread predictions that things won't go so well, that people will use Monday to protest, perhaps violently. So, you know, I do think that if a decision was made to stall things at the last minute, then that would be reasonably well received by a nervous street. But at this point, people have taken the SCAF on their word for perhaps the first time in a long time, and they do think that the long and torturous voting process will start on Monday.
The Muslim Brotherhood is keen to get on with the elections. You've been speaking to them today. What have they been saying?
Well, they're the group with the most to gain, and they're very keen for the elections to continue. They're saying that after 8 months of torpor, a subterfuge, and basically getting nowhere, it is time to start moving with a democratic process. And some people say, well, they would say that, wouldn't they? I mean, their members are, and their followers are likely to do very well in any democratic process. A lid was kept on them for so long under Mubarak that they did not have a representative voice, and they will have a more of a representative voice in any truly democratic process. So they're not buying into the argument that things should be delayed. They say that the SCAF hasn't honoured its commitments to secure the country, and it's now time for the democratic process that everybody has championed to take effect.
Now, there's lots of talk that the former head of the Arab League, Amr Moussa, has been tapped up to be the new prime minister. Have you heard that? And if so, what are people saying about it?
A lot of people are talking about various appointments that could be. Amr Moussa is one. Al Baradei is another. Amr Moussa doesn't play on the streets of Tahrir Square, that's for sure. That he is seen as somebody who gave cover to the Mubarak regime for a long time. The Arab League isn't seen to have been a particularly effective organisation under his tutelage. So his name is not one that is talked about terribly favourably in anti-military council circles. The pro-Tantawi people are favourably disposed to him. Look, at this stage, it's all talk. No one's really thrown their proverbial hat in the ring. People haven't been nominated or sponsored or pushed forward that we know of. There's just so much uncertainty going forward that there hasn't really been any sort of a pre-election process at all. So I think people are just taking stabs in the dark as to who may emerge as a national leader or who may get any sort of senior figures in a new government.
Now, tomorrow is Friday, traditionally the big day of protest. What's going to happen?
Well, there are competing marches planned. both are due to head towards Tahrir Square. It could indeed, and it probably will be a flashpoint again. Pro-Tantawi people are gathering in the suburbs. They are going to be marching, and there are large numbers of anti-military council people who will gather in Tahrir Square. I'm anticipating that tomorrow the numbers inside the square will match those sweeping scenes that we saw way back in January. The street is very combustible. It really is difficult to think that it's going to proceed calmly and easily tomorrow, but the military council did have a meeting today in which they apologised for any deaths and injuries and said that they will make efforts to exercise restraint. So I guess tomorrow will tell.
Tell me more about those pro-Tantawi people. That sounds ominous.
Well, there are a lot of them, and they're not necessarily those who are lock, stock and barrel behind the military council. These are more people that think that for now, because of this ongoing instability in Egypt, that Tantawi is the better bet. I mean, there a lot of people still do think that a strong man is best placed to rule this unstable society at this stage. People have become tired of 8 months of torpor and getting nowhere, and they think that there still does need to be a bit more work to do before Egypt matures, before political systems are put in place, and before society can fully embrace a transparent and accountable democratic process. So the pro-Tantawi people are not necessarily rusted on and believe that the military junta should continue forevermore. Most of them, or many of them, believe that he's a better bet for now.
Okay, Martin, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.